Have you ever stopped to think about how your brain, which is just incredibly complex, still manages to find these mental shortcuts, to help us make sense of everything?
Fascinating, isn't it?
Totally. And today on the deep dive, we're actually going to give you a shortcut. We're taking a really dense but super interesting research paper and pulling out the key insights.
That's right.
It's all about how the brain works, specifically focusing on a condition called agenesis of the corpus callosum.
Yeah, the paper we're digging into, it's from the Journal of the International Neuropsychological Society. And it really zeroes in on something specific: processing speed delays in people with this condition, AGCC.
AGCC, right?
And it gives us this unique window into cognitive skills and just how crucial brain connectivity really
Okay,
is.
so let's unpack that a bit. AGCC, agenesis of the corpus callosum. For anyone needing a quick refresher, this is a condition you're born with,
A congenital brain malformation, yeah.
where the corpus callosum, that huge bundle of nerves, like 200 million axons connecting the two halves of the brain.
The main communication bridge.
Exactly. That bridge is either completely missing or it's only partially formed. And it's actually, maybe surprisingly, estimated to affect about 1 in 4,000 people.
Which isn't insignificant. And what's really striking and kind of the starting point for this research is that even folks with AGCC who score in the normal range on IQ tests,
Right. Intellectually capable.
they still often show this consistent pattern of challenges. Things like specific learning disabilities, sometimes language issues, difficulties with social interaction. And that pattern really suggests that the corpus callosum, that connection, plays some unique role in, higher level thinking.
It makes sense. If that major pathway is missing, things might get rerouted or just take longer. So researchers already knew there were challenges with executive functions, things like problem solving, stopping yourself from doing something automatic.
Inhibition, yeah.
Yeah.
Problem solving, inhibition, mental flexibility, that was known.
Okay, so what was the new question this paper was trying to answer? What were they digging for?
Well, the big question was why? Why these executive function deficits? Is it that those specific skills, like inhibition, are inherently weaker? Or is it maybe something more, well, fundamental, like maybe it just takes their brains longer to process the information needed for those tasks?
Ah, so is it the skill itself or the speed it takes to use the skill?
Precisely. And that's a really important distinction to try and make. Can we separate out the effect of time pressure processing speed from the executive skill itself, like cognitive inhibition or mental flexibility, switching between tasks?
That seems tricky to isolate. How did they actually go about testing that?
It was quite a neat setup, actually. They had a group of 36 people with AGCC, all with IQs in the normal range, over 80, and compared them to 56 control participants matched for age and other factors.
Okay.
And they used well-established neuropsych tests. You might have heard of things like the color word interference test, the CWIT.
Oh, yeah, like the Stroop test where you see the word blue printed in red ink and have to say red. It messes with your head.
It's exactly that kind of thing. And the trail making test, TMT, where you're connecting dots, numbers, and letters as fast as you can.
Right. So those tests measure things like that inhibition we talked about,
Yeah,
inflexibility.
they do. But crucially, they also have components that measure more basic processing speed. Like, how fast can you just name colors, or just read words, or just connect numbers in sequence? So you get measures of both the complex and the basic speed elements.
Okay, I see where this is going. So what did they find? This is the core of it, right?
This is where it gets really interesting. So initially, just looking at the raw scores on the timed tasks.
The complex ones, like the interference parts.
Yes, the AGCC group was significantly impaired compared to the controls. They were slower and made more errors on tasks requiring inhibition and flexibility. No huge surprise there, maybe.
Okay, seemed like an executive function issue at first glance.
But everything, and this is the key finding, when the researchers statistically controlled for or kind of factored out the performance on those basic speed measures, just naming colors quickly, just sequencing numbers, the significant differences between the groups on the executive tasks, they largely disappeared.
Wow. So hang on. You take away the basic speed difference and the complex thinking difference vanishes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It strongly suggests that the difficulties the AGCC group had with those executive tasks weren't necessarily a primary problem with, say, inhibition itself, but were mostly, or primarily, a consequence of just having slower underlying cognitive processing speed.
So it's like they can do it, it just takes their brain longer to get the information processed to the point where they can execute the task.
That seems to be the main message. And it wasn't just that they were being more careful, they also made more errors on some tasks, suggesting the slowness wasn't just a strategy, it reflected a genuine difficulty keeping up.
And they checked basic motor speed too, like how fast they could physically move.
They did, and that was intact. So it wasn't about, you know, slow hands, it was cognitive speed.
That really does flip the script. So what does this actually mean then for someone with AGCC and maybe for how we understand the brain more broadly?
Well, it suggests that not having those direct high-speed connections via the corpus callosum might introduce a kind of bottleneck, a capacity limitation, as the paper puts it, in the overall speed of the system.
And that bottleneck then affects everything downstream, including those more complex executive tasks.
Exactly. Which leads to some really important practical implications.
Like what?
For individuals with AGCC, maybe in school or therapy, simply providing extra time to process information, to understand instructions, to formulate a response, that could make a huge difference.
Reducing frustration, improving learning.
Absolutely. And it also points towards potential future research. If processing speed is a key factor, could we look into treatments or interventions that target processing speed itself?
Are there things like that?
There are. Researchers are already exploring things like specific computer-based brain training programs, even some medications in other conditions where processing speed is affected, like after traumatic brain injury, or in multiple sclerosis, or even just with aging. Maybe some of those could be adapted or investigated for AGCC.
That's really helpful.
It is. And one more clinical point they made, while the average scores for the AGCC group might fall into the low average range, a much higher percentage of individuals within that group scored in the borderline or even impaired range on specific speed subtests.
So even if the average looks okay-ish, for many individuals, these subtle speed deficits are actually having a really significant, considerable impact on daily living skills and academics, as they put it.
Precisely. It's not just a lab finding. It matters in real life.
So the big takeaway here seems crystal clear. Those executive function challenges often seen in AGCC aren't necessarily about a fundamental inability to perform the task, but they're deeply tangled up with, maybe even caused by, slower cognitive processing speed. It's less about what their brain can do and more about how quickly it can do it.
You've got it. And, you know, thinking beyond AGCC, this raises a really interesting question for all of us, doesn't it? Well, if we see how vital it is to accommodate, maybe even optimize processing speed in a condition like AGCC, what could we learn from that about tailoring learning environments, maybe work environments too, for all kinds of diverse cognitive profiles? How can we better acknowledge and even celebrate different processing paces rather than assuming faster is always better?